Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. We've got a great show for you today, but first, remember that The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. On our program today is Miss Eleanor Stutz. Eleanor has written a book called Hired, and we're going to be talking about job search skills today and interviewing, and Eleanor has a unique take on it, and we're going to get with Ellen right after this on The Journey of Hope. Hey, y'all, keep that mail coming in. Love to hear from you. Don't need to know why you went to prison. Just want to know how you're doing, okay? And you can catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney at yahoo.com. Drop me a line. And welcome back. I have on the phone with me today Eleanor Stutz. Eleanor is the CEO of Smooth Sell LLC. It's a training, it's a sales training company, and she's written a book called Hired, How to Use Sales Techniques to Sell Yourself on Interviews, something we can all use here on the Journey of Hope. Eleanor Stutz, how are you?
I am great today, Rodney. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. And what I'd like to do is just start off with you telling us a little bit about your background and how you came to write a book like this.
Well, it's kind of comical now. It wasn't at the time. I was in corporate sales. I had never sold a thing. And at the time in the 90s, the men thought a woman couldn't sell. So they did everything in the world to try to force me out, only I refused to leave. So whenever I was invited in on an appointment, it was up to me to figure out how to get those. And once I got in the door to sit down to talk with someone, mm-hmm. I would ask what motivated them to invite me in so I'd know to continue to do the same. And my very next question was, how did you get your job? I was trying to formulate how I could possibly get a better job where I might be treated better. Mm-hmm. So all these years, those were my favorite two questions. I was in corporate sales 11 years, and I came up with a pretty good idea how to find a better job.
Yeah. I'm just going to jump to brass tacks here. And anytime we have anybody on the show, Eleanor, that is talking about jobs or search skills or putting together resumes, whatever, we have what we call the question here on the show, and we're just going to throw it at you. Now, there is no right or wrong answer now, but what we would like to know is, given the audience here on the show, which is ex-offenders, how do we address that, A, on the resume, if there's a time gap, and B, in person at the interview? Could you give us some ideas there?
Oh, sure. As far as addressing a time gap, I don't know legally what's required if you did spend some time being incarcerated, but what I tell in general is that, what did you do in the time that you were not employed? Did you take any time to educate yourself? Take time to think about your talents and interests, what you would like to do, how people described you in the past, and what you can bring to the company. The reason a company has an opening is twofold. One, they have a problem in that there's an empty spot and they badly need someone to fill it. And two, it's up to you to show how you can solve their problems. So when you address the issues in that manner, it will put you in the lead candidate position.
Okay. And what about, say you do get the interview and the issue comes up? They're going to find out anyway, because companies, for, you know, for just a few bucks can run a background check, and they're not supposed to use that against you, but we all know that they do. So how do we address that in the interview? Say you've spent a few years in prison. How do we talk about that to the person that's interviewing us?
Well, you know what? My philosophy is to take the lead on something negative, and obviously that's viewed negatively, quite honestly.
Absolutely.
So, you know, after you sit down, the small talk ends. I would bring it up immediately. I would say, look, I want you to know that I'm not proud of my past life. And you're going to find out sooner or later, if you haven't already, that I did spend some time in prison or in jail. And here's what I learned from the experience. And okay. here's how I've become what I believe is to be a better person today. Mm-hmm. And why I believe you should take a chance on me. And I think people will be taken by the honesty and integrity that you bring to the table when you do something like that. And then share what you've learned along the way and how your talents and skills can be applied to the job opening.
You do have a section here in your book that says to address potential issues before they do. And that's just one of the great things I like about this book. By the way, you got an A+ on the question. Just thought we'd let you know. Now, also, your philosophy and approach is to sell yourself as a commodity as you go into an interview. And you talk about some selling yourself interviewing tips. What are some of the tips in selling yourself in an interview?
Well, believe it or not, the best tip is to listen more than you speak. Because as you listen, you can hear what's being said and not being said. Ask questions, and when you ask questions, you look interested. The opposite side of this, salespeople make the mistake, but also job applicants. They talk too much. They try to talk themselves into the job or the sale, and that doesn't work. What really works is finding the commonality. So you don't know exactly why you're sitting there other than there's a vacancy. Mm-hmm. So you need to ask questions. Why is there a vacancy? What kind of candidate are you looking for? And try to dig down so that when it's your turn to talk, you know how to position what you have to offer to what they're looking for. That's the key to successful sales or getting the job.
Mm-hmm. And in the actual interview, you mentioned, it's briefly, but you mentioned mirroring. That's a subject that's come up here on the show a couple of times. Can you explain to us what that is and how that can be effective in an interview?
Yes, and I use it in moderation. Mirroring means as if you were standing in a mirror. You're watching yourself speak, your body language, facial expressions, posture, and you portray back to the person in the mirror or opposite the desk from you exactly how they appear. So I feel that it could be quite manipulative and look very unnatural if you do it 100%.
Right, right.
But when somebody uses a sentence, and you know one particular word carries quite a bit of weight with them, then use that in your next sentence, that one word or a phrase. That's the way I would use it. On the other hand, if you're talking to people, it is important to watch body language and facial expressions as you're talking and as they're speaking, because that provides nonverbal communication. So as they're speaking and you hear excitement in the voice, when they're done speaking, say, gee, you sounded really excited about that. Can you tell me more?
Okay.
Again, the trick is to get them to keep speaking so that you learn more and you have a better ability of building up areas of commonality. For getting hired, they have to like you and trust you.
Right.
So given if you were a past offender, you're going to have to work even harder in building up that likability and trust. So that's why the honesty up front and finding areas of commonality will be so important.
Okay. And you also mentioned selling the unique you. Tell me a little bit about that. How do we develop that before we go into the interview? And what is it exactly that we're trying to sell there when you say selling the unique you?
The unique you, another word for it is brand. So think about a box of Cheerios. Whenever anyone says Cheerio, we know what it looks like, tastes like, feels like. And the same has to be true for you. I have a saying, your words, actions, and deeds plus modern technology is a winning combination. So when you think about, before you go on a job interview, and you think about what you want to do and how you will stand a good chance of getting hired, it's all about you. We each bring something unique to the table, even if we all do the same type of work. So how you approach work and life, how people view you, how you view the world, and you've got to do some meditation or find quiet time to think about it, what's important to you and what you want to accomplish next. And then when you can message that on interviews or talk to people or associates and get everybody on the same page who the real you is, people will come to recognize your brand or the unique you.
Excellent.
It has to be consistent. That's the point, the consistency. So wherever you go, whether you're online, in person, in email, whatever the case may be, they know who you are at any point in time.
Let's talk a little bit about online. Are the job boards, I had no luck with the big job boards. Are they effective at all in looking for a job?
Well, what I have heard is that, you know, obviously many thousands, if not millions, are on the same job boards. A better way, in my opinion, to approach it is to learn how to write a blog or postings on Facebook, because Facebook is still free, and, you know, create a little page. And whatever your area of expertise is, whatever you read, you studied, what you want to do, you know how to do it, write about it, put out tips, and people will start following you and recommending you.
Mm-hmm.
And you build up a following, and you can let people know that way what you're looking for. But what I have learned is that most of the time on social media, put out little bits of advice without any requests at all, and then every once in a while, like 30% of the time, put a little request out with an additional tip.
And I guess we also need to be careful on social media what we put there when we're job searching. I don't know this as a fact, but I've heard that companies will look at your Facebook page, and so I guess we need to be careful along those lines. You know, Eleanor, one of the things that I really like that you talk about in your book is relationship building and how effective that can be. Can you address that for us today and tell us a little bit about how to go about doing that and how that's effective?
Yes, and I became better and better at this over time. And in more recent years, it's about wherever you go, find out how you can help the other person. When you go from the place of willingly helping other people, volunteering, and in your conversation with hiring managers, people are going to take note. They're going to appreciate you, recommend you. And you will be more likely once again to be hired when you come from that approach. And the one thing I want to stress on an interview, it's not about you any longer. It's about how you're going to help the company. So when you interview from that point of view, you're going to do a whole lot better than the other people competing for the job.
Well, you mentioned using the proper etiquette in your book. What do we mean by the proper etiquette in this relationship building?
Okay, so wherever you go, you know, even if it's Burger King, the person who first greets you, say thank you for helping me, or, you know, are you going to walk me into the office, or are you going to sit in on the office, give everybody proper appreciation and elevate their status. I say if you go into a place and there's a doorman, thank him too. But you need to be very, very polite and thank people on your way in and on their way out. Make certain you ask for a business card of the person interviewing you, mm-hmm. and write a thank you note afterwards, because nobody does. So you always want to stand out from everybody else. Do the things no one else does. Write a note. Mm-hmm. Write an email so they get it immediately, but make sure you send that note in the mail that night. And whatever you can do, be polite.
The book is called Hired, How to Use Sales Techniques to Sell Yourself on Interviews. It's Eleanor Stutz. Eleanor, what kinds of special advice for ex-offenders would you have for us today in terms of job search? And given that unique situation, would you have some advice targeted just to the ex-offenders today?
I would like to talk about networking, so because it can get depressing. I understand it's depressing for everybody, so probably even more so for them, I would guess. Mm-hmm. If you have trusted associates who have also been incarcerated, you may want to stay in touch with them. But I know job seekers in general get depressed going to, you know, events where it's all filled with other job seekers, because then you recognize it's in your face how many people are competing against you. So you might want to go to organizations where different types of people attend, and you can make friends there, mm-hmm. and ask for advice. The other thing is, when you ask advice, when you're humble, you don't let your ego get in the way, people will be more willing to help you. And then when you reciprocate by your willingness to help them, then you're really on the road to getting to the right place. And you might also, this helps business builders, but anyone, do a little community service too. Again, it's another way of working for the better of all of us, and people will be more inclined to help you when they see you taking the first step helping others. I've really become a very big believer.
Mm-hmm. Once again, the book is called Hired. It's Eleanor Stutz, How to Use Sales Techniques to Sell Yourself on Interviews. Eleanor, how do people get a hold of your book? Now, this is just one of your books. You have other books as well. How do we get a hold of your materials, and do you have a website, all of that sort of stuff?
The book, Hired, How to Use Sales Techniques, may be found three ways: online, obviously on Amazon, at FedEx Office, book kiosk, coast to coast in the States, and in major bookstores.
Thank you. My name's Rodney Mathers. You're on the Journey of Hope, and we'll be right back after this. Special guest today, Ms. Eleanor Stutz, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.